Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
If you've got date night coming up, don't forget to book your table at Paparazzi Restaurant, where you'll get fabulous Italian food and great service. Paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Hugh Jackman has paid tribute to his extraordinary dad after he passed away on Sunday. The Greatest Showman star revealed his father, Christopher, died on Father's Day. He wrote, "In the early hours of Father's Day, my dad peacefully passed away. And whilst there is deep sadness, I'm filled with such gratitude and love. My dad was, in a word, extraordinary. He devoted his life to his family, his work and his faith, and I pray he's now at peace with God. Hugh was very close with his father, as his mother abandoned him and his four siblings when they were very young, returning to England, whilst his lovely dad raised the kids alone.
My dad has seen everything I've ever done, and he always says the same thing to me every single time. He just looks at me and he goes, "Hugh, wonderful work."
Aww.
Some more sad news with the passing of one of France's national treasures, actor Jean-Paul Belmondo, who died at his Paris home on Monday, aged 88. Belmondo was the cool rebel of the French New Wave cinema in the 60s and likened to a French James Dean. He went on to have a long and illustrious career, including international films.
And The Wire and Boardwalk Empire star Michael K. Williams has died. He was only 54. Williams was found in his Brooklyn penthouse apartment on Monday afternoon, with his death being investigated by police as a possible drug overdose. Williams also had roles on the big screen, including The Road and 12 Years a Slave. Tributes from the movie world have begun flooding in, including from his Wire co-stars and fellow screen actors.
Now, it seems that Romeo Beckham is following in his famous dad's footsteps. David and Victoria Beckham's 19-year-old son is now on the official roster for the Fort Lauderdale CF, which is part of the United Soccer League. Many of his recent posts show him on the pitch and training for future games, with a recent one saying, "Follow your dreams," and Victoria gushing, "We are so proud of you, Romeo."
No. And Janet Jackson has released a trailer for her upcoming documentary titled Janet, which includes never-before-seen footage, music and cameos from Missy Elliott, Paula Abdul, Mariah Carey, Tito Jackson and many more. Janet is set for release in January 2022.
This is what a superstar looks like.
She's an empowered woman.
She is a force to be reckoned with.
She comes from a whole family of legends.
She will always be my baby sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce Janet Jackson.
When I was 17, I did what people told me. I did what my father said and let my mother mold me. But that was a long ago.
This is my story, told by me, not through someone else's eyes. This is the truth. Take it or leave it. Love it or hate it. This is me.
I'm the one in control.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.